Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. He'll give us the yay, the nay, the thumbs up, the thumbs down, the what's going on for the weather through this weekend. Hi, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And it's definitely thumbs up. It took out all the rain for the weekend. It's going to slide to the south. So it'll be a warm day today under sun and clouds in the low 80s.
Yay!
Yep. Partly cloudy, 50 to 55 tonight. Partly sunny. I think 80 to 85 is in store for Saturday.
Yay!
Yep. Partly cloudy, a little bit cooler on Sunday, mid-70s, but still nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And partly cloudy Monday in the middle 70s. How about that?
Yay, 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 yay. Yay, yep. Yay, 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 yay.
Some of the modeling still forecasting a system to develop in the Caribbean and head into the Gulf of Mexico by the end of next week. We shall see. GFS was right on the first time with Alberto. If they're right again, this will be Beryl. B-E-R-Y-L, Beryl.
Beryl.
And again, that will not happen until the latter part of next week. In the meantime, everything is quiet, so that's a good thing. I have the annual meeting tomorrow at the lake.
And now you got good weather.
I have good weather, so you probably will not I shouldn't say probably. You won't see me Monday. You'll see me on Tuesday or hear me on Tuesday because I'm going to take full advantage of this, because only God knows when it'll change again. But it's been approximately 6 weekends of at least some rain. And this is the first time in 6 weekends that we're not mentioning any rain.
And who's working Monday?
Anthony J.
Anthony J.
Yeah, that is my...
he's your Monday guy.
That is my official backup, Anthony J., Anthony Martella, he'll continue to work, the weekends and things like that. But Anthony J is my official backup. So I'm happy about that. I don't know how happy I'm going to be about this meeting. There's a lot of stuff going
grumbling,
on.
Grumbling, Pat. Grumbling.
There's grumblings going on. I tell you, with the rules and regulations, they issue the rules and regulations to board, and people are calling me like I'm the president, say, this is ridiculous. We were supposed to approve these. Don't tell me. Stand up. And, one lady who's an attorney, she is going to stand up and make a motion that a rules and regulation committee be formed, look over what they did, make amendments, and then bring it back to the members to approve it. So, this is what's happening with this, in my opinion, with this board. This board is not, they're thinking along the lines that they're on the board of a corporation that's incorporated to make money. We're not. We're a social club. We're a nonprofit. We weren't incorporated to make money. It's as simple as that. And, them trying to squeeze the budget like they did with us with the dance, and do all of this, it's all fine and dandy when you have a corporation that's out to make, a profit. But when you don't, and you have a nonprofit corporation, and this is supposed to be, quote, a social club or a social, for people to enjoy themselves, it's just getting ridiculous. People are feeling that we're losing the community bond that we had years ago, where everybody did everything together, and you didn't have to worry about this and that. Do you know, Marshall, that if you don't pay your maintenance within 30 days, they are asking for a 20% late fee. 20%.
Well, you guys should just vote that down.
Well, they should. Somebody should bring that up. I totally disagree with that. But, so I look at all of these things. But you know what? That's why I'm not on the board anymore. That's why I got off the board 6.5 years as president, the first president, and I really don't want to get back on it. I have enough of my hands full with the... we're doing the picnic. We're doing the dinner dance and the movie. The dinner dance, by the way, is next Saturday. It is the Roaring Twenties. That's the theme. And yours truly will be dressed as I will. I'm definitely going to have pictures taken, and I will send them to you. After we take the pictures, I will be dressed as a gangster.
All right. So you're going to have black suit, white hat, white tie.
You got it. Perfect.
Yeah, here you go.
Exactly what I'll be dressed as. So And we had a great response so far. We're at 94 people at the present time.
That's great.
Yep. So we'll, you know, so kind of happy
name,
about that.
So your name for the Roaring Twenties party can be Pat Capone.
Why not?
Pat Capone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He's going to give you the weather. If you don't like it, you're dead.
Well, how about Pat Papone?
There you go, Pat Papone.
Yeah. I think I should just be called Pasquale, and that it says it all.
Pasquale's here.
That's my name, Pasquale.
Pasquale, you bring the meatballs.
Yeah, I'll bring the meatballs. You bring the spaghetti, I'll bring the... No, I don't like spaghetti. You bring the lasagna, I'll bring the meatballs.
Yeah, lasagna.
Lasagna.
Oh, lasagna is nothing better than lasagna.
Isn't that the truth?
There really is. Don't junk it up with all that other stuff. Just a regular meat lasagna.
That is correct. You so people put everything in that now. They put spinach. They put carrots. Yeah, you know, vegetable lasagna. This is a no. There's nothing like a good old fashioned.
Just
Italian
a regular,
lasagna.
Great ricotta. You know, great mozzarella, tomatoes, ground beef. Or you can have a ground beef mixture with sausage, like if you make meatballs.
That is correct.
And lots of cheese.
Now you're making everybody hungry.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I like lasagna. Lasagna is good.
Yes, it is. And the weekend is good. So definitely enjoy the fact that there's no rain. And I know Marshall will be happy. It's at least getting warmer for him. So all is well that ends well. And you give AJ a good swing for his money come Monday.
I will. But last time I tried to reach him, I couldn't reach him.
Why was that?
I don't know.
Or was it vice versa? Was he trying to reach you?
No. I was trying to reach him.
Okay, I'll put a memo to
all right. That. All right, Pat, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you Tuesday.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center.